Okay, welcome back to the Add to My Playlist podcast. I have an amazing couple songs to share with you today. Thank you for being part of the podcast. Thank you for coming back and continuing to add these amazing songs to your playlist. Would love to hear your suggestions as well for the podcast, songs that you're interested in, things that we can share with other people. But today, I want to focus in on Wolfgang Van Halen, his band Mammoth, and the amazing musician that he is, multi-talented, plays everything, and really excited to share this with you here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. So, Wolfgang Van Halen, obviously a name that's pretty popular and pretty familiar with most people out there. Missing, obviously, Eddie Van Halen these days, and he was a light musically, and there's just a genius. And his son follows in his footsteps very well. And one thing I love, there was an interview that happened a while back, and Wolfgang and his band were hired to open up for some pretty big acts like Guns N' Roses. And the person interviewing Wolfgang said, "Was it your name that you got you the gig?" And he admitted that maybe that had something to come into play with that, and that his famous last name did open a door for him. He said, "It wasn't my last name it was my last name that got me the gig, maybe, but it wasn't my last name that got me the next show." Something along that lines, that he had to prove himself as a musician. He had to get out there and do his thing and create his own path musically, which has to be in the shadow of somebody so amazing as his father and as Van Halen as an institution. To have that last name, there's this built-in expectation that he would continue to carry the torch for Van Halen. If you go to, I'll put a link in the show notes. If you go to YouTube, you can watch Wolfgang jump up on stage for the tribute that the Foo Fighters did in London for Taylor Hawkins, and he had passed away, and Wolfgang came up and played and did some Van Halen songs in London, and also as well here in the U.S. He got up there and he just tore the stage apart, and it was like Eddie back again with us. It was really interesting to see, and you could see Dave Grohl and the band just enamored with this young man and his talent. It just seems to be ingrained in him since he was young. And growing up in that kind of environment of Van Halen, it had to rub off on you at some point. And that's what I really love about this. So I found a great interview with Wolfgang. He was chatting about music and the band. And the two songs I want to talk about here on the Add to My Playlist podcast, the first one is going to be called Distance, and the second one's going to be Don't Back Down. So two great songs to share with you here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Let's switch gears. Let's start talking about Distance. And this song in particular means a lot to me. Wolfgang is writing this song and recording this song as a love letter back to his dad and all of that. But at the same time, if you've ever lost somebody of significance in your life, I lost my father to cancer many years ago. There's this emptiness, this hole in your life. And when a song like this comes along, it really does open the door to look back personally for yourself as a listener and implant your family's history into the song. And this Distance does that for me as a listener. That's why it's on my playlist. And I would invite you as well. Wolfgang was asked if it was difficult to play this song live, to play Distance, and this was his response in a recent interview.
Nah, it's hard every time, and I think it's just always it's always going to be like that, and that's just how music is sometimes.
So that was a little bit about playing this song live that he had written in reference to his father and remembrance of his dad. What's the significance of Mammoth for the band name? Well, that's actually the original name for Van Halen was Mammoth, and before David Lee Roth joined, which is interesting, right? So a little nod to the origin of Van Halen from Wolfgang to share that. And what I love about this is Wolfgang is such an amazing artist. He recorded this song with producer Michael Elvis Basquiat. And Wolfgang inherited many of his father's musical talents. He plays every instrument on this track, including the guitar solo. And he does the vocals as well. So one man band, right? So that's amazing to see that he does that. And what I love about this as well, I found this online, all the proceeds from the sale of the single for this song are going to Eddie Van Halen's favorite charities, the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, which donates musical instruments to schools. There you go. So Distance, a really amazing song, and this is one that I love. Go ahead, please add this to your Spotify playlist right here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. This is Distance from Wolfgang Van Halen, the band Mammoth. And again, Wolfgang playing every instrument you hear and singing right here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Here we go. Hey, thanks for dropping by the Add to My Playlist podcast. This is the external version of our podcast for non-Spotify listeners, but if you go to Spotify and sign up, you can actually hear the song played here in the podcast without leaving. It's great. Otherwise, you can check us out on YouTube. We'll have links to the songs that we're speaking about within the podcast that you can click on and hear the songs there on YouTube. But thank you so much for listening to the Add to My Playlist podcast. Jump over to Spotify and check us out over there and see what you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. So that was Distance by Wolfgang Van Halen, Mammoth. I hope you add that to your playlist. Again, deep meaning for me as a listener, and I love being able to have a song that you can just attach yourself to and your memories to. And that one really is, sometimes it's hard to listen to if I'm in that headspace where I'm thinking about my dad a lot, and that song just means a lot to me. So again, I love the idea. I play five different instruments. So to hear somebody who records this song like this and does everything, I'm quite amazed. I'm very inspired by that and by what Wolfgang has been able to pull off musically. Not very many people can do that many instruments. So really, really love listening to that. A little bit here from Wolfgang, and again in another recent interview where he's just kind of talking about that shadow, that musical shadow we talked about at the beginning of the podcast that he lives under. It can be a benefit. It could also be a challenge to be that famous right out of the gate. There's a lot to live up to, and his dad definitely set the stage for him musically, and he jumped in and filled in on bass with Van Halen, and people kind of responded however people respond to things like that. And you know, this is a kid that grew up in the shadow of his father, but also then in the shadow of music and Van Halen. Like, how do you create and craft your own identity as a musician when people want you to play the hits from your dad? And he kind of addresses that in this response in this interview. I thought I'd share with you here as well.
I'm my own musician. I'm my own person. I've done everything I can to find my own sound and to be my own musician, not to just go up there and play pop for everybody. Just didn't really jive with what I wanted to do or whatever, what I ever wanted to do.
So I love that. I love how he has a very clear sense of who he is as a musician. That's outstanding. Outstanding to see. Now, he talks about the combination of Distance, which you just heard, and Don't Back Down. He kind of talks about how these songs can kind of evolved and made their way into our ears and onto our playlist, Add to My Playlist podcast. And I love how he kind of shares that journey with us. So here's a little bit more from him on that, again, in a recent interview.
When Don't Back Down went number one, that was definitely the a turning point in my mind. I think it could be argued, just because of the times, and you know, plenty of people did argue that it was a fluke, that distance did really well. But it was the fact that Don't Back Down actually went number one, proof that, hey, you know, maybe what I'm doing isn't so bad.
So the video for Don't Back Down, you can actually see, it's quite tongue in cheek. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Where he is doing everything. It's him multiplied over and over again. It's quite hilarious to see, but at the same time, quite astonishing to see that he has that kind of musical capability. So Don't Back Down, great song. One that I really wanted to share with you. Wolfgang actually kind of summarized this song in a recent interview as well. He said that this song is a fight song when you want your team to decimate the other team. So there you go. Sports teams, whatever it is, you want to decimate your other team. That's such a great word, right? Decimate. Van Halen wrote this song, sang on it, and again, played all of the instruments himself. And like I said, the video was kind of a little fun with this one-man band concept, showing identical Wolfgangs at every instrument as they record the song in the famous 5150 Studios, which was set by his dad, Eddie. At the beginning of the clip, Wolfgang, the drummer, annoys his bandmates by showing up late, and they all kind of give him the evil stink eye as he stumbles his way in and drops his sticks. The video link in the show notes if you want to watch the video as well. And for those listening outside of Spotify, again, links in the show notes if you want to see the video on YouTube. But for those of us here on Spotify, I'm inviting you to add this song to your playlist. Don't Back Down is dramatic. It has some really amazing musical aspects to the song. Add this to your playlist right here on the Spotify. Add to my playlist podcast. Really love this. Don't Back Down by Wolfgang Van Halen, aka Mammoth, right here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Hi everyone, this is Dave from the podcast. Just jumping on quick to tell you about TrueMediaSolutions.ca. What is TrueMediaSolutions.ca, you're asking? Well, TrueMediaSolutions.ca is the umbrella that is over all the different podcasts that we do here for you. We have several different podcasts, so if you go to TrueMediaSolutions.ca, take a look and you'll find all of the different podcasts that my wife Jennifer or myself do, either separately or together. Check us out. Find out more about the podcast that we're doing by going to TrueMediaSolutions.ca. We'll meet you over there. See you soon. So two songs from Wolfgang Van Halen, Mammoth. We have Distance, we talked about already, and Don't Back Down. And to close off, listening to, again, more interviews and doing research for this episode of the Add to My Playlist podcast, Wolfgang shares just some tips from his point of view for musicians. And it's really quite interesting to hear his thoughts on this as, again, living under that umbrella, I keep trying different ways of describing it, of Van Halen, how growing up in that environment can be a benefit, again, or it can be a challenge. And he has some great tips for musicians out there, like you, like me, who are looking to grow their craft and get out there. This is what Wolfgang encourages you and I to do, to develop our talents and our abilities. Here we go.
I mean, if you just keep, my dad always had great advice, which is just keep playing. You know, if you can't expect anything more. If all you want to do is play, the good will come. You know, as long as you enjoy yourself and you have a good time playing, I don't think there's anything better that could come from that.
So this has been great, awesome to look at. There's again many, many songs by Wolfgang Van Halen that you can check out. Links to his social media, his website, and YouTube, and all that stuff is included in the show notes. And whether you're listening here on Spotify, hello, please share this with other Spotify users that you know. We'd love to have you do that. Otherwise, you can always find us through our website. Easiest way is to go to TrueMediaSolutions.ca. That is our umbrella for all seven podcast that we're doing at the moment. And I would love to meet you over there and chat with you there. There's a tab there on that page. Again, links in the show notes. Come over and say hi. I would love to hear from you on truemediasolutions.ca. This is the Add to My Playlist podcast. You are amazing. A, because you're here. B, because you've stayed with me to the end of the podcast, which is kind of a big deal, really. Thank you for being here. Please go ahead and follow us on our social media, and come back for the next episode of the Add to My Playlist podcast. We do this for you. It's ad-free. It's just for you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for sharing great music, and I'd love to hear your recommendation on an upcoming episode. Cheers. Hey guys, just jumping on here quick. This is the Add to My Playlist podcast. My name is Dave. If you go to our website, truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist, you can now leave us a voicemail and we'll put you on the podcast. Yes, you can be on the podcast. We would love to have you on. Leave us a message when you go there. This is what it sounds like. I recorded one. I'm going to insert it right here so you can hear what it sounds like. Leave us a message. Tell us what your favorite episode was. Who else should we talk about on the podcast? Who should we have as a guest? You tell us. Your voice on our podcast. I love this. Here we go. This is what it sounds like. So I'm over here on truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. I'm on the website for the Add to My Playlist podcast. I see a great video looking for guests. I see all kinds of great stuff here about the Add to My Playlist podcast. And then there's this button. It says, leave us a message. We want to hear from you. A podcast that wants to hear from its listeners? OMG. Yes, you can go to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. And you can click the link and record a message, which we will include in our podcast. Do you want to hear your voice in the podcast? Leave us a comment. Leave us a suggestion. Hey, if you have a song that you want to hear featured on the Add to My Playlist podcast, record it right here on the website. We'll use you in the episode, and we'll give you full credit. Go to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. Hit the button. Record a message, and we'll put you on the podcast. Thanks for listening to the Add to My Playlist podcast. So head over to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. Leave us a voicemail. Very simple. Come on, don't wait. We want to hear from you. Thanks.